1:38 in the morning, and I'm staring at the ceiling wide awake. The light's still on, I haven't even bothered to turn it off. Just thinking about the timeline of everything that's happened. And I was watching a video I took of the last time Maggie was here, and I didn't know it was the last time she was going to be here. And, she sort of seemed kind of healthy, and I know now that she wasn't, but it's hard to, like, adjust so quickly. It was Wednesday. Today is Monday. So 5 days ago in the evening, I picked Maggie up, and then I picked Maggie up at the regular vet, and I brought her home. And I spent a little time with her, playing and just petting her, and I let her sleep a little. I got her to eat something, and I made that video, and I think she was home for like an hour and a half, and then I brought her in to the veterinary teaching hospital at NC State, and that night they continued to give her fluids like they'd been doing at the vet for 2 days. And the next morning was when I got a call, and I went to visit on, let's see, Thursday. Let's see, did I go in Thursday? Can't remember. I feel like I've only went in twice. I went in, I guess on Thursday. It's all very hard to remember. I'm talking for too long. It's probably not gonna upload. Anyway, and then Friday was the surgery that didn't go well, and then Saturday morning is when she looked so bad, and she'd had that whole night where she wasn't producing any urine. And Saturday was when I euthanized her at like 11:45 in the morning. So between, like, I left the teaching hospital at like 9 on Wednesday night, and on Saturday morning she was gone. And it's just hard to adjust that quickly. I have no regrets, no feeling like I did anything wrong. It's just like my brain doesn't know how to go from, you're playing with your cat and she's, you're thinking she's gonna get better, and then it's, I remember sitting there in the room, and Shannon asked me, we were waiting for them to bring Maggie in without all the tubes, and I remember she said, her saying, do you know what you want to do with her? And I thought, no, I hadn't even thought about that, like, ever. And it's just mind blowing. It's just such an adjustment. It's like the brain doesn't know what to do with that. That's all. That's what I'm thinking about. That's why I can't.